We go now to the third chapter of Mishnah Torah, Hilchas Talmud Torah. It's on page Chaf in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. B'shlosha k'sar nichtur Yisrael. The Jewish people were crowned with three crowns. Kesa Torah, v'kesa Kahuna, v'kesa Malchus. The crown of the Torah, the crown of the priesthood, and the crown of the kingship. Kesa Kahuna zacha bo haram, shenemar, v'haysa lo lezara achra bris kahuna solam. The crown of the priesthood was merited by Aaron. As it says, it should be unto him and to his children after him an eternal covenant of priesthood. Kesamalchus zachaba David. The crown of kingship was merited by David. Shadam, as it says, Zar la'olam yiyeh, his seed will be forever. V'kiso on his throne, kishemesh negdi, like the sun before me. Kesatara, the crown of the Torah, reimunach v'almed umuchen l'chal Yisrael. That's waiting and standing, ready for every Jew. Shenamar, as it says, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, the Torah that was commanded to us by Moshe, Morasha Kihilas Yaakov, it is the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. Kol mi sheyirtze yavo v'yito. Whoever wants can come and take. Shema Tomar she'osam haksarim gedolim mikesar Torah. You might say that the other crowns of priesthood and kingship are greater than the crowns of Torah. Yomer, Pasuk says, Bi melachim yimlochu. With me do the kings reign, with Torah. Rozim yichokuku, and lawgivers make laws. Yichokuku tzedek, make righteous laws. Bi sarim yashuru. With me do the princes rule. Amadata, this teaches us, Shekesa Torah gadol mishneim, that the crown of the Torah is greater than both of them. Halacha beis. Amar chachamim, the sages said, Mamzer tamad chacham kodum lekoin gadol am haaretz. A illegitimately born person who is a Torah scholar comes first, is given precedence to even a high priest who is an ignoramus. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Yikarahi mipninim. The Torah is more precious than pearls, and the word for pearls, pninim, also means inside, and we interpret it this way, or the innermost. The Torah is more precious mikohin gadol shenichtus lefnei lefnim than the high priest who goes to the innermost sanctum. Torah is more precious than that. Lach Gimel. Eilach mitzvah b'chala mitzvahs kulin shishkula keneged talmud Torah. No other individual mitzvah, of all of the mitzvahs, weighs as much as Torah study. Ela talmud Torah keneged kala mitzvahs kulin. The study of Torah weighs as much as all of the mitzvahs. Shatalmud mevi l'dei maisa. Because by studying Torah you come to act. If you do any individual mitzvah, it's very good, but it doesn't lead to other things. Through studying of Torah, you come to do all of the mitzvahs. This is why the study of Torah is given precedence to action, to the mitzvah, in every circumstance, in every place. Now the Rambam explains further in Halacha Daled. If you had an opportunity either to do a mitzvah or to study Torah, if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, you shouldn't interrupt his studies. If not, Yasa mitzvah, he should do the mitzvah, v'yachsel tamudo, and go back to his studies. In other words, if the mitzvah is going to be done anyway by somebody else, better you should study Torah. If, however, the mitzvah won't get done, then you must interrupt the study of Torah and perform the mitzvah. Halacha hei. Tchilas dina shel adam min anidin el ha-talmud v'achar kach kol sha'ar ma'aseiv. The first thing which a person is judged with in the next world is Torah study. Afterwards, he's judged for all of his deeds. Before the sages said, a person should always study Torah, whether for the purest motivation or not, because from studying it, even for the not pure motivation, he will eventually come to study it for the pure and right motivation. One whose heart is lifted to do this mitzvah in the proper way and to be crowned with the crown of Torah. Lo yisiach taitel dvar mecherim. He may not direct his mind to other things. Lo yosem aliva shikna Torah ma'osho v'kavit kachas. He shouldn't aspire to attain Torah together with wealth and honor. Because, kachi darkish Torah, this is the way of the Torah, if you want to excel in the Torah. Pas mamarav tochal. You eat bread and salt. Umayim b'msura tishna. You drink a measured amount of water. Ba'aretz tishan. And you sleep on the ground. B'chayit tzartichyan, you live a life of discomfort. Ubatarat amel, and you toil in Torah. This doesn't mean that a person should purposely just eat bread and salt and water. It means he has to aspire for Torah more than anything else, and it doesn't matter if he doesn't have good foods to eat. He's not concerned with them. He's willing to give up luxuries in order to study Torah, because he doesn't pursue those other things. He continues with the way of Torah. It's not for you to finish, but neither are you free to stop studying. If you've studied a lot of Torah, you have a lot of reward. But the reward depends on how much you have to suffer for it. The more you have to suffer for it, the greater the reward. Halacha Zayin. Shema Tomar che akabitz maman echso ve'yekra. Perhaps you say, first I'll gather money, and afterwards I'll come back and study Torah. And I'll go out and acquire what I need, and then I'll be free of my business and I'll return and study Torah. If this thought enters your mind, you will never merit the crown of Torah. Make your Torah the main thing and your work secondary. Don't say when I will be free, I will study Torah. Maybe you will not have that free time. It says in the Torah, it's not in the heaven, it's not across the sea. Which means, it's not found in people who are arrogant, who have their noses up, who are in the sky, as it were. Not people who are traveling around to the other side of the sea. You have to sit in one place and study Torah to excel. Therefore the sages said, not everyone who engages in a lot of business activity can become wise. The sages said, keep your business activities down to a small amount and study a lot of Torah. The words of Torah compare to water. It says, whoa, all of you thirsty ones, come to the water. Lomarachas tells you, just as water does not gather together in a slanted place, it flows by itself and gathers in a low place. Words of Torah don't stay in arrogant people. Not in the heart of any person with an arrogant heart. But in a low, humble person who sits at the dust of the sages, he removes the pleasures and desires of time, of transient nature, from his heart. He does a little bit of work, enough to live on every day, if he doesn't have what to eat otherwise. The rest of his day and night he studies Torah. Whoever wants to put it to his heart to study Torah, and he thinks he won't do any work, he's punishment at stock, and he will get sustained by charity funds. He desecrates the name of God, obeses the Torah, and puts to shame the Torah. V'kavamar adas, and he extinguishes the light of religion. V'goram rala atzmo, he has caused bad for himself. V'notuchai ben olam haba, he removes his life from the world to come. It's forbidden to have pleasure from the words of the Torah in this world. The sages said, whoever has benefit from the words of Torah removes his life from the world. And the sages also commanded and said, don't make Torah a crown to be big with, nor a shovel to dig with. Don't make it as a means of earning a livelihood. The sages also said, love work and despise a leadership position. Any Torah not accompanied with work at the end will be nullified and will lead to sin. At the end, such a person will be a robber who will steal from people. Rambam here, and in his commentary on the Mishnah, even more, comes out very strongly against teachers of Torah, rabbis, sages being paid anything. And he feels that they should find other ways of earning a living, as he's going to describe also in the next paragraph. The Kesef Mishnah, who usually gives the sources of the Rambam and defends him against all comers, spends a lot of time disagreeing with the Rambam. And he feels strongly that it is permitted for a teacher of Torah, or for a rabbi, or for a judge, to be paid. Basically, he says the reason is that if we're talking about a person who is doing that all of the day, and he has no other time to earn a living otherwise, and then he's allowed to be reimbursed because he's giving all of his time for that. The Kesef Mishnah also says that all of those places that it talks, criticizes those who study Torah in order to make money, he says that means if somebody sets out to study Torah in order to make money, he views Torah as a job. Of course, the Kesef Mishnah says that's wrong. What he says, though, is you study Torah for its own sake. Then when you go out to teach Torah and to practice the ways of the Torah and spread it, if you can earn a living in some other means, you should try to. But if you cannot, you can't be paid. You haven't studied Torah in order to make a living. You study Torah because of your belief in the Torah and because of your desire to teach it and to learn it and to teach it. Nevertheless, if once you're out teaching Torah and you want to do it all day and you have no other means of sustenance, you are allowed to get paid. The Kesef Mishnah says possibly the Rambam would agree with this, and possibly the Rambam means only somebody who sets out to make money in the first place. On the other hand, it's possible that the Rambam disagrees and holds that you're not allowed to take money in any circumstance. And possibly the Halacha is not like the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, that you are allowed to take money. And he concludes and says, even if the law is like the Rambam, nevertheless you can still take money because it's an emergency situation. We would have no one to teach Torah if people would not be allowed to take money, because no one would want to teach Torah and be a rabbi. And we'd have no one teaching Torah. Therefore, in a situation of that case, it's an emergency. And even if we want to say the halachas like the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah argues, you should be allowed to take money. Halacha Yudalef. Maila gedola hila mishi hu mefarnes b'maisi yadav. It's a great quality if you can support yourself with your own handiwork. Midas chasidim rishonim, this is the attribute of the early chasidim. Zezelcha l'chol kovet v'tov v'shavol mazeh ololam haba. With this he merits all of the glory and good of this world and of the next world. Shadam, as it says, Egei kapechek yisochel, if you eat the toil of your hands, Ashrecha v'tovlach, you are fortunate and it is good for you. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tovlach l'olam haba. It's good for you in this world, and it's good for you in the next world. Shekula tov, the world that is all good. Halacha Yudbeis, and Yivetor miskayma b'mishamar patz molein. The Torah is not sustained in someone who is lazy in his pursuit of Torah. Not those who study from luxury and eating and drinking. Someone who kills himself over the Torah, his body suffers constantly. He doesn't give sleep to his eyes. He forces himself to learn when he's tired. As the sages said by way of example or allegory, there's a pasuk, this is the Torah if a man dies in a tent. So they said, the Torah is not sustained except for somebody who kills himself in the tents of wisdom, in the tents of the wise. He's totally dedicated, and he gives up physical pleasures in order to excel in the study of Torah. So King Solomon said in the book of Proverbs in his wisdom, if you weaken yourself in the time of oppression, your power will become weak and diminished. V'yodamar, he also said, Afchachmasa amdali, also my wisdom remained with me, which is interpreted, Chachma shalomadati ba'af, the wisdom that I learned with suffering, he amdali, that is what stayed with me. Amachacham, the sages said, Bris krusa shekola yigeh b'turasa beis ha-midrash lo b'merahum mishakeach. There's a covenant that if you toil in Torah in the beis ha-midrash, where you study, you will not easily forget it. Whoever privately studies and toils in his learning will become wise. With the modest is wisdom. If you have your voice heard when you study, you chant it, you say it out loud, that helps you sustain the learning in your hand. If you read it quietly, you quickly forget. Halacha Yud Gimel. Even though it's a mitzvah to study by day and by night, a person learns most of his wisdom at night. Therefore, if someone wants to merit the crown of Torah, he should be careful in every one of his nights. He shouldn't waste even one night by just sleeping away the whole night and eating and drinking and conversing, and so on. With studying Torah and words of wisdom. Amr Chacham, the sages said, "En minish Torah ala balayla." The song of Torah is only by night. Shinema kumi roni balayla. As it says, get up and sing in the night. Chalosik v'Torah balayla. Whoever studies Torah at night, chut shel chesed nimshach ala bayom. There's a string of grace that is drawn down upon him by day. Shinema, as it says, Yom Yitzav Hashem Chasdo. Hashem calls down His kindness in the day. And at night, shiri mitfila lekel chayai, sing with me a prayer to my living God. So it's interpreted as those who sing praises of God through the Torah at night have God's chesed upon them during the day. Any house that the words of Torah are not heard in it at night, a fire will consume it. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, kol choshech tamun litzfunav teachlehu eish lo nupach. All dark things will come upon his hidden treasures, and it will be consumed by a fire that was not blown with the bellows, just a fire that spontaneously breaks out. So that's interpreted as referring to the fire that breaks out in a house which there is no Torah study. The pasuk that says he has shamed the word of God refers to someone who is not concerned with the words of Torah altogether. Whoever has an opportunity to study Torah and does not do so, or he did study Torah, he did study Mishnah, and he goes off to the vanities of the world. He forsook his studies. This is included in one who despises and shames the word of Hashem. The sages said, whoever nullifies the Torah when he's rich, he's too busy and he doesn't study Torah, at the end he'll nullify it, but he'll be poor. He'll be punished. Whoever fulfills the Torah, even when he's poor, God will bless him at the end and he'll fulfill it when he's rich. This matter is explained explicitly in the Torah. As it says, because you didn't serve Hashem your God with joy and with goodness, with a good heart, when you had everything, then instead, you're going to serve your enemies. And it says, to afflict you so that it should be good for you at the end. So if when things were good you didn't serve God, things will get bad. If things were bad and you served God and overcame all of the difficulties, then it will be good for you at the end.